Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really fundamental security question. Are next generation firewalls or NGFWs still something you need, specifically if you're a small or medium-sized business? Or are they just, you know, expensive relics in this new world of zero trust and the cloud?
It's a great question, and it's one we hear all the time as we're, you know, heading deeper into 2025. The whole idea of a network perimeter has kind of dissolved, right? With remote work, cloud apps.
It's gone.
It's gone. But what's surprising and what the research is showing is that NGFWs are not obsolete, not at all. They've just, their role has shifted. They're less of a simple gatekeeper and more of an intelligence hub for your whole security system.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dig into today. Why this piece of hardware, or virtual hardware, is still the anchor for a good security posture, especially for SMBs. Because they're the ones who are often most exposed, right?
That's the heart of it. We have to get rid of this myth that hackers only go after the big guys, the Fortune 500s. The data just doesn't support that. SMBs are, in fact, prime targets now.
Why is that?
Well, they have what the attackers want, valuable data, but they often don't have the, you know, the giant security teams and budgets of a huge enterprise. They're seen as the path of least resistance.
And I imagine that path is getting pretty expensive for those who get hit.
Oh, it's brutal. The numbers are a real wake-up call. Ransomware attacks against SMBs, they jumped by something like 37% in 2024 alone.
37%? Wow.
Yeah. And the ransoms themselves, we're seeing averages north of $200,000. But the total cost of a breach, when you factor in downtime, forensics, fines, it's about $157,000 on average.
That's enough to put a lot of businesses under.
For many, yes. It's an existential threat.
And it's not just some kid in a basement anymore. The attacks themselves are getting incredibly sophisticated.
Staggeringly so.
Yeah.
Attackers are using generative AI now to write these perfect, personalized phishing emails that can fool almost anyone. Your old email filters just aren't built to catch that.
And they're hiding what they're doing.
Exactly. They use encrypted channels to move malware around or to steal your data. So if your firewall can't look inside that encrypted traffic, it's completely blind.
You mentioned these living off the land attacks in the outline. That sounds particularly tricky.
It is. It's a huge challenge. Living off the land just means the attacker isn't using a weird malicious file. Instead, they use legitimate tools that are already on your computer. Things like PowerShell. If your security only looks for known bad files, it will miss these attacks completely. It just sees normal software being used.
Okay, so this seems like the perfect place to pivot. If the old ways of checking for bad things are failing, we need a new approach. Let's start with the basics. What did a traditional firewall actually do?
Think of it like a security guard at a building's main gate. They're checking IDs, but they're only checking three things: IP addresses, which is where you're from, ports, which is what door you're trying to use, and protocols, the language you're speaking.
Right.
If your name was on the list, you got in. It was a very shallow check.
So it only checked the license plate on the car, not what was in the trunk.
That's a perfect analogy.
So where does the next generation part come in? This is the X-ray vision.
Precisely. The NGFW is a full screening system. The biggest upgrade is something called Deep Packet Inspection, or DPI. It doesn't just look at the envelope. It opens it up and reads the letter. It looks at the actual content of the data to see what it's trying to do.
And what else is in that toolkit that makes it next gen?
You're adding layers of intelligence. So a much smarter intrusion prevention system, an IPS, that looks for suspicious behavior, not just known malware signatures.
Okay.
And then there's application awareness and control. This is huge. The firewall knows the difference between someone using Netflix and someone using Salesforce.
Regardless of the port they're using.
Exactly. It understands the application itself.
And in a world where everything is encrypted, what's the most important piece?
That has to be SSL TLS inspection. Over 90% of web traffic is encrypted now.
90%?
Yeah, and attackers know that's a great place to hide. So the NGFW, it basically decrypts the traffic, inspects it for anything malicious, and then re-encrypts it and sends it on its way.
So without that, you're essentially blind to 90% of potential threats.
You're flying blind. It's a non-negotiable feature today.
And now they're even smarter. They're using machine learning, right?
They are, and this is where it gets really powerful. The system learns what normal traffic looks like on your specific network. It builds a baseline. So when it sees something anomalous, some subtle behavior that doesn't fit, it can flag it as a potential zero-day attack, even if it's never seen that threat before.
And it can respond automatically.
Yes, it can automate the response,
yeah.
Blocking the connection or quarantining a device before a human even sees the alert.
Okay, that's a very strong case. But I have to ask the question that I know is on every listener's mind. If I'm moving my data to the cloud, to Azure or AWS, and I have good endpoint detection and response EDR on all my laptops, why do I still need this box?
That is probably the single most dangerous misconception out there right now.
Okay.
Because cloud security is great at protecting your cloud stuff. EDR is great at protecting that one endpoint. But nearly every single SMB is a hybrid environment. You still have servers in the office, you have network printers, IoT devices on the factory floor, a local Wi-Fi network.
Right. The stuff on premise.
The stuff on premise. And cloud security has almost no visibility into the traffic moving between those internal devices.
So if an employee gets phished and malware gets on their laptop and that malware starts sniffing around for a local file server, the cloud doesn't see that conversation.
Not at all. That internal traffic is what we call east-west traffic. And that's where attackers do most of their damage moving laterally, spreading through the network once they have that first foothold.
And the NGFW is what's watching that internal traffic.
It's the only thing that can effectively sit at those internal choke points and monitor and control that east-west movement.
So let's really spell out the irreplaceable functions then. What's number one?
Number one is that application visibility and control we mentioned. The NGFW can see, you know, thousands of different apps. This is how you stop shadow IT.
Mm-hmm.
When your employees start using some risky, unapproved file sharing service, the NGFW sees it and you can create a policy to block it.
So you're managing risk at the application level, not just the network level.
Exactly. And number two is advanced threat prevention right at the perimeter. It's your first line of defense. It's stopping those zero-day exploits before they even get a chance to run on an endpoint. It blocks the malware from phoning home to the attacker's server.
It reduces the workload on the EDR tool.
Massively. You want to stop the attack as early as possible.
Okay. And the third function, the ecosystem part.
The modern NGFW doesn't work in a silo. It's a team player. It shares threat intelligence in real time with your EDR, your SIEM, your other tools. So if the firewall blocks a new suspicious IP address, it can instantly tell the EDR system to isolate any machine that's been talking to that IP.
It multiplies the effectiveness of everything else.
It's a force multiplier for your entire security stack.
Okay, let's hammer these myths home. I want to be really clear on the EDR point. Why can't I just pour all my money into the best EDR and call it a day?
Because EDR, by its very nature, is reactive. It has to wait for the threat to land on the device.
Ah, right. It's already inside the house.
It's already inside. The NGFW is the thing that stops it at the front door. Relying only on EDR is like deciding not to lock your doors because you've hired a really good cleanup crew.
You're still going to have a mess to deal with.
You are guaranteed to have damage and downtime.
Okay. And myth number three. The cost. This is just too expensive for my small business.
That's really outdated thinking. Most of this is sold as a subscription service now, which makes it much more accessible. But more importantly, you have to weigh the cost of the tool against the cost of a breach.
Against that $157,000 average.
Precisely. And that number doesn't even capture the damage to your reputation or customer trust. The ROI on prevention is just, it's enormous.
So the takeaway is clear. In a hybrid world, the NGFW fills a critical visibility gap that other tools just can't.
Okay, so if I'm listening to this and I'm convinced, what do I do? What are the practical steps to picking the right one?
You need to focus on three things. First, throughput. How much traffic can it handle? You have to figure out your peak traffic, and then, honestly, you should probably double it for growth.
And this is where that SSL inspection comes back to bite you if you're not careful, right?
Absolutely critical point. Decrypting, inspecting, and re-encrypting traffic takes a ton of processing power. For a typical SMB with all the security features turned on, you probably need a device that can handle, say, 500 megabits per second, up to maybe 2 gigs per second of actual inspected throughput.
And if you undersize it?
The network slows to a crawl. And then what happens? The IT team gets pressure to turn off the security features to speed things up.
Defeating the whole purpose.
The whole purpose.
What are the absolute must-have features? Must-haves are deep packet inspection, that IPS, application awareness, and high-performance SSL inspection. And it needs to be fed by a good, constantly updated threat intelligence service.
And for a small IT team, what about managing it?
This is huge. Look for a simple, intuitive interface. And I would strongly, strongly recommend looking at cloud-managed firewalls. It just simplifies deployment and day-to-day management so much.
So buying the box is just step one. What about actually implementing it correctly?
Right. So first, you have to know what's on your network. Do a full inventory. Then when you plug the new firewall in, don't block anything at first. Run it in monitor mode for a week or two.
To learn what's normal.
Exactly. Let it build that baseline so you don't accidentally block a critical business process on day one.
That's really smart advice.
Then, once you have that baseline, you build your rules based on the principle of least privilege. You start by denying everything, and then you only poke holes for the specific traffic that you know is legitimate and necessary.
Okay, that brings us to the future. It sounds like the NGFW isn't just surviving. It's actually becoming central to new ideas like zero trust.
It really is. The NGFW is evolving to be the key enabler for a zero trust architecture. And it does that through something called microsegmentation.
Can you break that down for us? What is microsegmentation?
So it means you stop thinking of your internal network as one big trusted space. Instead, you slice it up into tiny isolated zones. Maybe the finance server is in its own zone. The marketing department is in another. The guest Wi-Fi is in a third.
And the firewall sits between them.
The firewall sits between them, acting as an internal checkpoint. So even if a laptop in marketing gets compromised, the attacker can't just jump over to the finance server. They hit a firewall that demands verification for that connection. It's constantly asking, who are you and should you be talking to this server, for every single internal connection.
So the firewall isn't just at the front door anymore. It's in every hallway.
That's a great way to put it. And all of this is powered by that AI and machine learning we talked about. It's the only way to analyze that massive amount of internal traffic and spot anomalies.
And of course, there's the compliance angle.
Absolutely. Regulations like GDPR, HIPAA, they're only getting stricter. And NGFW gives you the detailed logs, the access controls, and the audit trails that you absolutely need to prove to auditors that you're protecting data correctly.
So we've covered a lot of ground. It seems clear the NGFW isn't dead. In fact, its role has just changed from that simple gatekeeper to a really intelligent, integrated part of a modern security system. It's essential for protecting these messy hybrid networks against these really advanced AI-powered threats.
Right. And the philosophy you have to adopt now is that you have to assume you've already been breached. So I'll leave you with this one final thought to consider. If your current security can only check traffic at the front door, if it can't do that microsegmentation we talked about, if it can't monitor that east-west traffic inside your network, then you have to assume that an advanced threat that got past your perimeter is right now moving around freely inside your network, undetected. You have to ask yourself today, is my system built to assume a breach and verify every single internal connection? Because that is the new standard of care.